Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to claim the Lord's benefit package in Psalm 103. If you claim it and you thank Him for it, what's He going to do for you? What He says. What He says, right? But you get a hold of the average guy that gets 60 years old. What are they talking about? Well, at 40, we better have a black casket, you know, party. You know, black balloons, because, you know, you're over the hill now. You can't do nothing no more. Is that what we're doing? We're setting ourselves up for... We're doing what, Dick? There you go. At 40, we're over the hill and picking up speed going down the hill. On the way to the grave. No, 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 no. Not me. Not me. Not me. I'm going to be going up that hill against the devil, and I'm going to be overcoming him until the Lord translates me out of this place and brings me back into the kingdom. And I am going to do it with no sickness and no disease. In the name of Jesus. Praise the King. After the authority He's given us, it's easy to praise the King. Glory to God. Now then, as long as Satan, this promise that somebody said there a while ago, I want to go from here in Acts chapter 3 after what Peter did there. I want to go to John 14:12. And I want you to listen to this now. Most of us don't believe these promises of God. Listen to what this says. This is in your Bible. This is Jesus speaking. And this is one of those verily, verily, or truly, truly verses He says. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I, Jesus, say unto you, He that believeth on Me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto My Father. And now here's the one for the men. And whatsoever you shall ask or demand in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. Now, if you love Me, keep My commandments. Is that awesome or is that awesome? So why are we living in that realm? With these kind of promises in the Word of God, why do we let the devil beat up on us? Now see, I took those two verses right there in John 14, 13 and 14, and those are the two verses I quoted over the face of my granddaughter over and over and over and over for 2 weeks, and a little face that was torn all to pieces that was unrecognizable as a human being the day I walked in, when her little face had hit the seat in front of her at 140 miles an hour. That face that was so tore up, I was able to take those two verses and call the King into remembrance of those promises. What did He say I could ask for? So what are you going to ask for? Oh, God, please just let her live? No. What would you ask for? Completely restore her. And, Lord, I don't want no scars on that beautiful little face. I don't want her growing up in that face all distorted. I want it beautiful. In the name of Jesus. What did He say He would do? Anything. And so 2 weeks later, guess what? Not a mark on that little face. Not a mark. Beautiful little lady. I mean, is Jesus awesome or is He awesome? But what did He say He would do? I mean, so what is it we don't understand about anything, young lady? Huh? You see where I'm coming from? I do that to get your attention. Because many of us don't believe God. Now, as long as Satan can keep you in unbelief, he will win over you every time. As long as that beast can keep you in unbelief. Now, if you stay in faith and believe what the Word of God says, you will win every time. Do not go by what you feel or see, only what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Now, this is where the devil gets us. 99% of the Christians, and it's so unfortunate today, that when the enemy comes upon us to make us sick, we fail to say, Lord, where did I miss it? Just like Dick said over here. He said he had never heard these kind of teachings. But when he came here, he heard this. Then when he come down in his back, he said, Lord, where have I missed it? And the Lord told him, you've had a critical mouth the last 24 hours. You've been a little hard to get along with. Who would think that would open a door to a demon to come into your physical body? I see the Lord said in 1 Peter 3, to the man or woman that would have a long life and see good days, you must keep your tongue from speaking evil about others. Now, what is it you don't understand about that? I mean, he was pretty clear, wasn't he? I mean, do you want to have good days and a long life? Well, okay, then what is the requirements? Don't speak evil about people. Which means if you speak evil, that means you ain't going to have a long life and you ain't going to have good days. See, we read that, but we don't never take it the flip side. That's where we miss it, isn't it? See, it's got both sides. Now then, let us look at the prayer of Paul in the first three chapters of Ephesians, and the authority of the believer is revealed more in the book of Ephesians than anywhere else in the Bible. Now, if you'll use those prayers of faith in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16, and chapter 3, verses 14, you will see from those two places what you can get done as you pray and ask God to give the people that you're praying for revelation and wisdom from His Word. If you will do that, you will be able to see God do great and mighty things. I don't know how in the world. It is 25 minutes till 5. I'm going to go just a few more minutes here, and I know I'm not going to get through. I don't know how in the world. I am down to page 5 out of 15 pages on my spiritual authority outline, and I can't believe that I've only covered 5. I'm only halfway down. In fact, I just covered page 4, and I just turned over on page 5, and we've been going for nearly 4 hours. And my outline is only 15 pages long on spiritual authority. So I guess what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to make 2 tapes this time. I guess I've learned a little in the last 10 years, or 8 years, 7 years, whatever it was, since I taught it the first time. And so it takes me a little longer to teach it. But I'm going to teach just a few minutes more, and then we're going to call it a day, and we'll pray for everybody that needs to be prayed for, and then I'll stay and answer questions. So let's go just a little bit further, and we'll go cover just a little bit more, and then we're going to call it a day. Now, if in Ephesians 1 and 3, verses 16 and verses 14, if you will pray those prayers of faith over your loved ones, you will be able to see God do great and mighty things in their lives. Because if you don't pray, this is the thing you have to realize as your spiritual authority. God has left the earth and the salvation of souls totally up to the church. If we don't pray, God does nothing. We must pray. And if we pray according to the Word, then He watches over His Word to perform His Word. So if you begin to pray, in other words, how many people say, well, I've got a child that's growing up and they're 15 years old and I haven't taken them to church, but I'm going to let them make up their own mind. I'm either going to let them accept Jesus or let them, not accept Jesus. But I'm going to let them make that decision. How many of you know which way that child's going to go? The wrong way. Every time, right, brother? Guarantee, because they're born in which kingdom? In the devil's kingdom. If they're born in the devil's kingdom, if somebody don't pray the prayer of faith for them, I guarantee they will stay in that kingdom, they will die in that kingdom, and they'll go to hell in that kingdom. But if you start doing your warfare praying and kicking the devil out of their lives and start praying the prayer of faith, then the Holy Spirit will move upon that person, begin to woo that person into the kingdom of God, and He'll transform that person's life, and that person will become saved and become a possessor of eternal life, and everything in their life will change. Now, then, it doesn't do any good to get somebody's sins confessed and sins repented of, because if a person does not become a believer in Jesus and inherit a new nature, they'll have a second past. In other words, you bring a man up and he says, well, all you got to do is confess your sins to the Lord. Well, he said, I've been a drunk and a drug addict and I've been an adulteress and I've been everything. Okay, confess your sin. Okay, I confess my sin. Okay, you're okay. No, you ain't okay. You got to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because you got those sins confessed, you didn't become a partaker of the divine nature of God. You're still lost. That same man's going to go right back out there and he's going to do all those things over again. He's never going to change until he becomes a possessor of eternal life. When he becomes a possessor of eternal life, then he will change. Then he will change. And then he'll not do those things. Now then, as the Lord told us there in Ephesians 6:12 a while ago, we have been given complete power and authority over the devil, and our combat with the devil should be with the full knowledge that he is a completely defeated foe. That our Savior Jesus has given us full authority and all power over him, and that by what Christ did on the cross, Satan has been completely disarmed and defeated. Now then, I used to pray for people whenever I would realize that people were sick or afflicted. When I realized I could pray, I used to pray like this: Father, if it be your will you please heal this person? And guess how many answers to prayer for healing I saw? Zero. Why? Because I didn't know what God's will was, and he was a faith God. When I learned that Jesus came to this earth, and not only did he bear your sins on the cross, but he bore your sickness and removed your disease also. Now, if Jesus bore your sickness and removed your disease on the cross, then why are so many Christians sick today? Because they don't know that. They don't know that. Can you receive something by faith that you don't know is yours? I think about out there where I live. Just a few thousand feet below my feet, less than 2 miles straight down, is one of the most richest natural gas reserves in the state of Texas, the Barnett Shale. How long has that natural gas been there? Who knows? Thousands of years, I guess. But in 1992, about 5 miles from where I live, they bored a hole in the ground and hit a well that today is still producing over 6,000 pounds of pressure at the wellhead. They're digging natural gas wells all over the place out there. As fast as they can get to them, they're drilling them. The average well is producing 1 million cubic feet of natural gas a day. We thank God for this authority and this power that he's given us. In Ephesians chapter 3, when we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I'm going to cover this and then we're going to stop. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, I want you to think about this magnificent promise.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.